This is the Cassie Conway's Rad Podcast, and I am Cassie Conway. I'm a six-figure celebrity hairstylist and makeup artist whose life radically changed after my dad's sudden death. I became a renegade to my past life of drugs and alcohol and decided to travel the world by myself. Join me as I share my journey of self-discovery, healing, and joy, as well as the people I met along the way. Hey guys, hola from Madrid, Spain. So today I wanted to talk to you about really my meditation and gratitude process in the morning. If you follow me on Instagram, you see on my stories most of the time that every morning I wake up and I do a gratitude journal and meditate and all these good things. So, but I get a lot of questions as to like how you even get started doing it, which you think it would be like an easy thing? It's not. I mean, yes, it's easy relatively, but it's just more hard because you have to get in the habit of doing it daily. But I have noticed a huge growth in my life. So if you are ready to have massive growth in your life and really just live a life of so much more peace, please continue listening because this is really how I've achieved all of my goals. So basically, we all know that people that set goals reach them, right? But like no one really sets goals, which I think is like an insane thing. We also create these like really loose goals most of the time. Like when you go through any like mastermind type courses, they're always like, okay, what's your business goals? What are your life goals? Like 10, 5 year, 20 year, you know, like it's financial goals. We all have these goals. We throw that word around so much that I think it's kind of like lost a lot of its like value and strength. So basically, I started off with a goal list. Like it was like, I want to make $100,000 this year. Okay, cool. But what do? We create these goals and we never look at them again. We maybe look at them like 4 times a year, if that. So, but if you don't know, is that daily, we have over 70,000 thoughts a day. So if I looked at my goal list, you know, 4 or 5 months ago, you know how many thoughts that is that have already passed through my head that like that is now not even a thing that's a blip on my radar, right? So really how I saw a lot more growth is that when I created a daily practice. And by daily practice, it's literally what it means. Daily practice. How do you become a good guitar player? You practice. Same thing with creating goals, intentions, all that good stuff. It's practice. So, but just having the intention when you wake up in the day, that's your first number one goal, wake up in the day, and this is your first thing you do. There's one goal. Huge. So what I do is I have a journal. So this is my journal from Bali. It's like a leather bound one. I do suggest really actually investing in nice journals, especially when you're traveling and stuff. I have bought the shittier journals, and when you travel a lot, like this is seeing water, this goes everywhere with me. This also, that's goal number two, carry it with you because then you don't have an excuse not to do it. Yeah, so buy a nicer journal. This one's a leather one. It's from imported from Germany. But yeah, it's definitely seen a lot of wear and tear, and it doesn't look really bad, right? So every day I started off, I write the date at the top. And then I kind of just go through what my goals are. So really outlining what it is. So I split it by topic. So I have relationships and love. So that's my friends, family, lovers, whatever you want. Relationships and love. Then I go into financial, which would be fine. Like financial would be like business, all that good stuff. Then we go into hobbies, creativity. So there's only four. And then I do spiritual. So hobbies, activities would be like your health, gym, business would be finances, what kind of clients you want, love and relationships, how your friends and family treat you, what kind of friends and family you're looking for. And spiritual is really your intention as to, I really believe that that's like more gratitude. That's like a place of me being really like gratitude. So I break it down into four. because it's kind of like easier for your mind. And I just did bullet points. So for finances, I was like, I want to make $350,000 this year or more. Because here's the thing. You can throw out, these are your goals. These are the things you desire. They don't have to make sense to anyone else because they are yours. So don't get locked into your mind of having a limited belief system that you can only do so much. Why? If these are your goals, you can do whatever the fuck you want. It doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. Here's the other thing about opinions, just a real quick one. Opinions, we all have them. We all like our opinions, right? But here's the other thing. No one's living your life except for you. So like, why are you caring about anyone else's opinions of your, what you want to have in your life? If you want to make $1 million a year, make $1 million a year. You can do it. I believe in you. It's a limited mindset that doesn't allow you to do it. So then I just go through and I just bullet point it. So I get as specific as for my clients. I say, thank you so much for my clients. They're respectful, kind, loving, easy, generous, creative, and fun. Because I want my job to be fun. For my family, even if your family is not like this, this is the fun part. If your family is not supportive and they're not loving, guess what? Let's manifest that they are. So I go, thank you so much for my friends and family being loving, supportive, generous. I also quickly want to say that when I go through my bullet points, I say them with gratitude, like that I've already received them. And then when I go out throughout my day, my eyes and my mind are shifted towards looking at everything with gratitude, giving it grace, loving it, and then I don't look at the negatives. So I always phrase things in a positive, and I phrase it as I've already have it, and I'm very grateful for it. For my home, I say, thank you so much for my peaceful, beautiful home that is warm, and I'm able to entertain in it, and that my friends and family feel comfortable being in. I also say things like, thank you so much for putting people in my life that are for my highest good. Thank you. Because then as you go through this, and as we see within our relationships and shifting in life in general, that our friendships and relationships change. People come and go. So with saying, I am so grateful for the people that you've placed in my life for my highest good, some of your friends may shift out and new people come in. That also includes people that maybe grind your gears a little bit and rub you the wrong way, and they're hard to deal with. Those are for your highest good. So as long as you're saying that, like, those people are placed in your life for a very specific reason. It makes it a lot easier for you to be like, okay, I'm going to learn from this situation. Whatever I need to know, this is a growth. This is a season for growth for me. I also put in, like, thank you so much that I get to travel to 50 different countries this year. Rad. So I say it from a place of gratitude. Also just know you have the right to be here. You have the right to, I believe that each one of you has a purpose and calling in your life. I believe that when you start doing this and you start really living a life from intention and purpose, it clears the path of chaos. I feel like we wake up in the morning, we check our phones, we do all the stuff, we're checking our emails, it's like this fucking ball that just gets, you just get thrown through all this craziness. It's like a ball in a ball pit, like those like pits where like kids play in them and you like lose your lipstick and like your parents always told you like don't go in there because they're full of germs. Yeah, that's like how our life is in the morning without setting up some spiritual practice of setting our affirmations, our why we're getting up, the why to our day, the why to our life. That's what our lives look like. Just nuts, like a Chuck E. Cheese exploded. So when you really harness your mind into focusing, like today, this is why I'm getting up. This is my purpose. This is my direction. And you add to it. So sometimes you just start with like 5 things that you're, that you can think of, like, thank you so much for this. But I would suggest every day you can add something more to it and you can get really specific. I am specifically, so for the single girls out there, because I mean, I feel like I'm probably one of the only girls that's like single that travels the world. alone making podcasts and YouTube videos. But my story was that I didn't have any direction. Then my dad died and I was like, oh shit, I gotta have some direction because I don't have a backup plan. I don't have a rescuer. And my mortality really had a bright light shined on it. And I really saw that, like, my loose goals of like trying to work out every day, or like work out 3 days a week and like not drink 7 days a week, those are like barely goals. And so when I really started putting this into practice, I saw a huge shift, huge shift. I made $40,000 more in the course of a year. And I had all the odds stacked against me that that would happen. You know why? Because I had a fucking number in my head, and every day I was like, I'm gonna make that. So there is a ton. There's just like, there's so much power in this. So anyways, I write it out. I am gracious and thankful for it. I feel so much peace from it, because anything else that comes into my life that doesn't serve me, that's just like, not for my highest good, doesn't serve what my intention is for living. If it doesn't serve me, I'm not going to do it, because I don't have time for that. And so it clearly gives me a clear path. So that I write it out and then I speak it. So I just read it. I speak it with conviction that I already have it, because there's a lot of power in physically writing something. There's a lot of power in speaking it, because it's two things that you're doing. And speaking that you already have it, that's already happening. And then I go into meditating, and I meditate with intention. So I think a lot of us just like, we have meditation apps, and I have them. I love the Chopra one with Oprah. It's a great meditation app, worth the money to buy the little packets. I do not get money for it. I wish I did. That would be super sick. Unfortunately, I do not. So sorry, I'm checking to see if my thing's still recording. So yeah, I don't get money from it, but I set the intention before I do it, and that I set my intention for the day. So I just, basically what I do is I just go, I cast off any negative energy that I've carried throughout the day with me. I set my intention that, whatever my intention is, my intention today was to be extremely joyful and productive. And guess what? It's happened. And then I meditate. And so I use a guided meditation, and I meditate and I do a little bit of breath work. Breath work is something that I'm dabbling in, but I do see that there is a really big change in how we breathe, and I can do a podcast episode or podcast YouTube episode on that. But it, yeah, there's definitely a lot of shit we harness like within our body that we don't even like think about. So yeah, I do that. And then I just, yeah, I found that with doing this, it helps me not spend money for, like, here's the things that have like really changed my mindset. By doing this daily and reaffirming my goals and my intentions of like, why am I here? Why are we on this planet? It's just narrows down that anything that doesn't serve me, I don't do it. If I'm spending money, like, you know, those days, and I know that all of us have them, those stressful days, and you're like, fuck it, I don't care. And you're like, I'm gonna eat whatever I want because I earned it, or I'm gonna go buy all this shit that I don't need. This helps that not happen at all, really, because you just go, that doesn't serve me. Like, why am I going to spend $2,000 on this because some guy like made me feel weird and insecure? Because you can think, because with this, you're so much more mindful of yourself. You know why you feel that way, and you can think through it and be like, fuck that guy. Like, that, I'm not going to spend $2,000 on a handbag. Like, that's going to make me feel good about myself, because it's not. So this really has just like really made me a lot more calm and peaceful, and show up and be more present for people and not be a victim anymore and be proactive about my life and really just seek the things that I want. Instead of saying like, oh, I wish I could go travel like her. Don't say that about me. You can't do this. I never traveled before this. I never thought I could stop drinking. I never thought I could stop doing drugs. I always thought that I was going to be this mess the rest of my life. I believe that you can change. Don't think that, look at me and think that I just have it all. I don't. I didn't for a long time. I do now because I believe I can, but before I didn't. So this is how I got there. And it costs literally nothing but your time to do this. You don't need to buy the Chopra meditation. You don't have to. There's plenty of free resources out there. There's also called quiet time. Like, just do that. But like, spend $15 on a journal and $2 on a pen, and this lasts you, I mean, this lasts me like 4 months. So, I mean, it doesn't take a lot to do this stuff. It's not like, it's not something that you can't get. And it's only for like the certain people. And as I said in the beginning, it's a spiritual practice. It takes practice to do this. Don't beat yourself up that it doesn't look perfect, because you get to do it daily. So you can like start perfecting it daily. It doesn't matter. So I really hope this just encourages you that you really have a lot more control over your life and how you feel about it and what you think about it and your purpose in your future. You have so much control over it. Like, you can do whatever you put your mind to. You just have to put your mind there and just create a roadmap for yourself to follow it. So I hope you enjoy this. If you need more clarification or you would like to see physical examples, I can 100% do that. Just please comment below. Let me know. Follow me on Instagram at Cassie Conway is Rad. And then you can follow my hair page at Conway Grooming. Please review this, share it with your friends if you got something out of it. I'd love to hear from you. So please DM me, private message me, all those good things. So I hope you guys live the best version of your life today, because you can totally do it. So just live the best of. So happy traveling and happy manifesting, inspirational gratitude journaling. Bye. So here's a word from our sponsor. Hey guys, so when I first started doing this, I had a billion recordings and I literally had no idea how to distribute them anywhere. And that's when I downloaded the free Anchor app. And I am so grateful I did, because it was a total game changer. Anchor is a one-stop shop allowing me to record, edit, and distribute all my content at once. The best thing is that it's super easy to navigate, and I can take it with me anywhere I travel in the world. So if you have something to say, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to start sharing your message with the world. So much for listening. I'm so excited to be a part of this journey with you. And please follow me on Instagram for daily motivation at Cassie Conway is Rad, and help a sister out by leaving me a review and screenshotting this episode and tagging me. I love you guys, and remember, you can be a renegade in your own life, creating the love, joy, health, and abundance that you are seeking.